We are on Daf Lamed Tes Omed Aleph. Let us just see we hear a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, by a muet, if the gviya is from the apetropsin, or the gviya is from the yisayin. So let's just see two lines from the bottom. Rav Yochanan Oma Malias Yisayman. The Amrit Me'alias Apetropis, if you'll say you'll be goive from the Aliyah of the Apetropis, Mimni V'loy Ovdi. So you won't find an Apetropis, Mimni V'loy Ovdi Apetropis. No one who will ever want to be an Apetropis, not only does he have to watch it, he's responsible for the actions of the Sheol. You won't find an Apetropis. Rav Yosi bar Chanina Oma Melias Apetropis. We are goyve from the Elias Apetropis. Melias Apetropis, Rashi says, Shaloi Shamru Kaloi. Lemaise, it's their responsibility. But, V'chayzren V'nefroim Min HaYisayimim L'chigodli. But when they'll become gedolim, so then we will be goyve from the yisaimim. So Rashi says, the Eloi mimni v'layavdi, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina also is afraid that this might occur, that'll be mimni v'layavdi. But he says it's not necessary to be goyve now from the nichsei yisaimim. We could avoid that and be goyve when they become gedolim. Agav urche, before we see Tosfos, so amirdika ha'ore for the yelos hashachar. The yelos hashachar is ma'ira. Tosfos asks, what is the reason why ein iskokin l'nichsa yisaimim? So Tosfos says the reason is, and their chiyuvim ein iskokin because you have to be mekabalaitis, and a cotton is shaloi befono. So that's why we will not accept aidis and chavis of a cotton. So therefore that is why we're not goive from einis kokim lenichse yisaimim. So the yelos hashachar samir b'kekash. He says, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Yimon from the Apotropis. Fine, it's his fault, Yimon from the Apotropis. So, by the Apotropis, there's Edom already, there's Edom against Apotropis. He was Peshaya, he has to pay, he pays, fine. So the Yos Ashachar, so after the Edom were accepted in Bezdin, so we know clearly there was a Hezek, And that's why the Apotropis paid. So now there's no need to be mekabel edus for the yisaimim. This was already recorded in Bezdin. It was said in Bezdin. This hezek happened, and he paid. So now let him go right away to the yisaimim and be goyve from the yisaimim. Why do you have to wait? If the whole problem is the way Tosfos says, he can't be mekabel edus. He says you don't need a new kabbalas edus for the yisaimim. He says, in 13 years later, you'll bring Edom. You say, Machan, the previous Edom of the Hezeks. He says, go right now. Now let us see Tosfos. The Amrit Me'elias Apotropis Mimni V'loy Ovdi. So the Rehitas Loshen HaGemara, let us learn the Gemara Elech. The Gemara seems to be saying, theoretically, we should really mourn from the Apotropis. But let's be practical. If we're going to go according to the letter of the law, and we're going to tell the apotropis he's mechuyif to pay for the hezek, we'll never find an apotropis. So in order to make sure we'll find an apotropis, we patach him from his chiyuv, what he's mechuyif to do. Mikan medagdei karab Rab Chaim. So Rab Chaim said, let us talk about another type of an apotropis. Agamah speaking about an apotropis, his responsibility is to watch the share, it shouldn't be mazik. But let's talk about another an apotropis. There's an apotropis that Bezdin appoints to take care of the finances of the Yisoyimim, of the Rechush of the Yisoyimim. This is such an apotropos. Now, he's also responsible to take care of this. What if this apotropos will be Peshaya? He was supposed to take care. He left the safe open and Ganovim came and they stole the money. So Rab Chaim says he'll be Potter. Why will he be Potter? Because the same reason. Because if you're going to tell him he's going to be responsible to pay for a pshia, so he'll never offer to be an apotropos. The Hochi Posha Bisha, because Agama is also speaking about theoretically the apotropos is Chayiv. How does this Hezek come about? The Hezek came about, if we're paying for the Hezek, so it's speaking about he was Peshay and the Sheikh, or apotropos, for the Hochi Miftari. We will not go according to the letter of the law. We have to be practical. If we can go with the letter of the law, we'll never find an apotropos. So what's the chilek this pshia, if the shayl was mazik, or if he was peshaya with the shmira of the nichsei hayisayimim, but both cases, al pi aloch is mechuyev to pay. And Rab Chaim said, "But we have to be practical. If we're going to go al pi aloch, we'll never find someone who'll be willing to be an apotropos." Period. So that's what Rab Chaim said. Arai from this Gemara, an apotropos is potter from Shia. Umash apotropos nishba liyasmi kedemashma manipanizokim. There is a Mishnah, and later we'll speak about more bariches, what the Mishnah says, but there's a Mishnah in the Zokim that an apotropos has to swear for the Yisayimim. So now, according to Rab Chaim, he had a problem. Why does he have to swear? Afilo Amshiye is Potter. So why is it necessary for him to swear? So Rab Chaim said, Hainu Shleikev Klum Mishalem. This is a different shvur, not for he was negligent in the Shmira. When after the apotropos finishes his time of being an apotropos, he swears to Bezdin he didn't take along any shirayim from the nechosim for himself. We just want to make sure that he didn't take along any souvenirs from the Yerusha of the Yisayimim. So he has to swear. This is what he has to swear, that he didn't steal anything. Fine, that's the shvuah. But Pshias, he shouldn't be a gazel. So that he has to swear to Bezin, that maybe he's an elicha person, so we'll swear, that's no problem. But obligations of to be responsible for his Pshia, just like over here, we took off these obligations, nor he should want to be an apotropos. So all apotropsim, whatever their job is, will take off their obligations in order they should not be menei to be an apotropos. But they're not mechuyev to swear that they weren't peshay, that filo poshu k'turim. Baharav Rav Shloime Bochur ben Rav Yosef digdek the mishalmi bepshia. Rab Shloime Bochur is chaylik Rab Chaim, and he says they sure do pay. If they're peshaya, they pay. Mahida Mavke, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Mavke, the very interesting maise. The Hutura de Lehavele Kichi Vishini. There was a shoyer that did not have teeth, was toothless. Now, a very interesting story. This person was an apotropos. And he invested the money of the Yisayimim to buy good things for them. There was a sign, there's a Psharshoyer for sale. Mamish, a very reasonable price. He bought the shoyer, didn't realize why it was so reasonable, the price. And then later, the kids of the shoyer died of hunger. The shoyer didn't have any teeth, so it couldn't eat. And it died of hunger. So the Gemara says, so this was a pshia from this apotropos. The apotropos went, he should have seen it. The payim is eating it. He can't eat. He should have done something about it. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, become a name el apotropos, zil shlim. The shir died. You're a pshia And you did not, you were careless, you were negligent with the money of the Yisraelim. You bought a shoyer that they can't eat, and if you don't, they're not doing anything about it, they'll die of hunger. Omar anol lebikra misaltiya. So the Gemara says that this apotropos can say, listen, I gave it over to the royer. That's not my job to check up if the shoyer is eating or not. I bought a shoyer. The responsibility to see if he's eating or not, that's the Roya's responsibility. Fine. Of Al Koponim, we have an offene Gemara, but if he wouldn't have this teretz, the apotropos would pay, because he's a pesheya. So, Rab Shloime Bochor es takasha Rab Chaim, so you see, klo not the way you said, an apotropos is chayv if he's a pesheya. Mashma din posha mishale. Now we have a stir of these two Gemoras. The Gemara Namafket seems an apotropos pays. In our Gemoras, it says, Klon apotropos does not pay when he was a peshay. So the Ri said, Rav Shloime Bocher is right. The Vadi Mechayev apotropos Lushalem Bepshia. He's a Chemuchuyev to pay that. The Gemara Namafket is 100% true. That's 100% right. And you don't have to be afraid that he won't accept apotropsis. The Gemara says as follows. One can become an apotropos through two eifanim. Either the father of the Yisraimim before his ptire called over this person, he said, Yankel, you know, I feel I'm going, I need someone to take care of the Nisei Yisraimim. I want you to do it. And he said, yes, that's called Minu Avi Yisraimim. So the Gemara says in Gittin, there's a Svore, why did he accept it? So Mestame, because this person did a lot of favors for him. Now he's asking him for a favor, so he feels obligated to pay him back. So Mamela, if that's the reason why he accepted apotropsis, so if it's gonna cost some money, Mr. Yenna did him tavis also, he laid out money for him. If he accepted it, Yenna asked him, if he's not up to it, he tell him, I'm not up to it. If he accepted it, because he realizes you did favors for me, now it's only right it should do a favor for you. So he accepted it, he'll accept it, even though it involves some difficulty, some payments, he'll accept it. That's if the father was mamanim for an apotropos and he accepted it. If Bezin was mamanim for an apotropos, there's another svara. There's prestige. If Bezin holds that he's a trustworthy person, they're trusting him with the nitzei yisaimim, so this person he won't have any problems by any bank, by any credit card. His credit is meiridik. Bezin trusted him. So accepting the apotropsis is also, it's an honor, it's a prestige for him, it shows that he's a nemon by the dayonim of the shtot. So even though he'll have to pay sometimes, that doesn't bother him. You people spend money for covered in prestige. So therefore, you don't have to be afraid of mimnei v'loyovdi. Aval Khan. That's the Gemara in Amafkid. And therefore, if he was Peshe, he's Mechuyif to pay. Aval Khan. The Shalei Bishvila Yisraimim Eman Enoise. Now, this apotropsis that were being Mechabitim, so to say, that he should watch the Sher shouldn't Mazik, this is not Letoivis HaYisraimim. The Toivo Yilem Shlei Hoyilem Apotropis. Forget they're losing from this deal, the Yisraimim. He's an apotropis. So then we come a Muad, and then we're going to, then they'll have to pay. I mean, for them it would be worthwhile that there shouldn't be an apotropis and their potter and finish. So he's not doing a Toivo for the Yisraimim. He's not the, Elo Bishvil Takonis Oyilem Amani Noise Kadei Sheyishmer Asher Shlei Yiga. This is not a prestigious position to be an apotropsis. This is a shamoshis. That means that there's a problem if there's a wild shoyer around. So the community is in danger, so we're making him a shomer of the shayer for the tzairich of the community. He's not doing anything for the yisayimim. He's doing shamoshes for the community. Shamoshes for the community is, there's not such a desire of too many people to be a shamash for the community. We see someone once said, "V'chomei sheiski betzorchi tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Yishalom Schor, Amisrach Cholavoinam." It seems if he went and does such a thing, he wants to raise tzorchi tzibur. Ah, Moiradik. There's not too many people that are running for this position. So Memele, Shamoshes is one thing. I have to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and watch the share and make sure that the share is Shama. That'll do. But the pay also. So much. That's asking too much. Is he Amrit, the Mishalim, Mimni, Beloy Ovdi. So then, he won't accept the Shamoshes. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, we have to patter him from these obligations, or else he is going to, and he won't find an apotropos. That's the Riz Teretz, and he holds like Rab Shloimeh. Now, Tosva says, the Emerson, this Yisod is a Yerushalmi. But before we say over the Yerushalmi, let's just say a Shtikel Hagdomen. There's a machloikis in the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. If Bezdin was memane a person to be an apotropos, is he mechuyev to swear? Is he mechuyev to swear? Taisa mentioned before this, sometimes an apotropos has to swear. So there's a machloikis, the Chachomim and Abba Shol. The Chachomim say, if Bezdin is Mamana Apotropis, he's not Mechuyev to swear. Finished. If the Avi Yisayimim was Mamana, then he's Mechuyev to swear. But if Bezdin is Mamana, he's not Mechuyev to swear. Let's just talk about this Nakudi. And Abba Shol says, no, Bezdin is Mamana, he's Mechuyev to swear. So, the Gemara explains what's the Machlokes, the Chachomim and Abba Shol. The Chachomim hold, if Bezdin is Mamana, he's Mechuyev to swear, Mimni v'loy of the apotropsis. If I have to swear, forget about it. People won't do it. And Abba Shol says, if I have to swear, he'll still do it. So, let's speak of Yisavani. So the Yerushalmi wanted to compare the Machloikis, the Chachomim, and Abba Shol to the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan says, the apotropsis doesn't swear. Rabbi Yechon said the apotropos doesn't pay, because if he'll have to pay, mim nevloyovdi. So Rabbi Yechon sounds like the Chachomim. Same svara, same logic. If he'll have to swear, he won't become an apotropos. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says the apotropos pays. Apotropos pays. So Memela, that's like Abba Shol. That apotropos swears Bezdin is Mamana. We don't have to be afraid of him Livloyot. So this is the Yerushalmi's kasha, but it's very modern. Rabbi Yechon is only like the Chachomim. Rabbi Yisbechin is only like Abba Shol. This is what the Yerushalmi is speaking about. Now let's see in a many contexts. The Yerushalmi banazok and Oma osia the Rabbi Yechon and Karabonon. Rabbi Yechon is only like the Rabbonon. Bitmiye. So the Gemara says no. Afilo yizbeh kabishol. Rabbi Yochanan can hold like kabishol that you do swear. The Omar minu bezdin yishba. He will swear. So I bezoi, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold he doesn't have to pay? Zokte Yerushalmi, mamish derish tektere. Boy hu banash. This person, when Bezdin made him an apotropos to watch the Nichse Yisoymim, the case of the Mishnah Gittin, Boyu Banash Lemeisev Zuzi, this person is Muchen to give money, begin the Miskri Mehemen, that he should be called a Ish Nemen, a trustworthy person. Kloima Loyimna Bishvil Kachim Yezokek Leproyim Yivsha. It doesn't bother him that if he'll be Poshaya, I should have to pay.
The Sameyachu, he's happy, the Nechsha Bekachle, Neman, Kshebezna Mamanin Aisa. This is, he gets such a title, he's a trustworthy person, Mabeznas Mamane, so Memele, he can know like Abashol, he'll swear, he'll pay, it doesn't bother him. Avol Gabi Sher, Ein Nechshavli Neman, Bishvil Minize. This Svaratatari says, it says in the Yerushalmi. But when Bezdin appointed Rabbi Yochanan, when they appointed him to watch the Sheol, he's not a Neman. Shein ze bishvil takonis yisoymim, he's not doing a taiva for the yisoymim. El bishvil shlo yazik loylum, vei nechshav ala kishayim ba'alme, shashayim arashir shlo yazik. All that he's doing is a shamoshis. This is not a prestigious position. This is a shamoshes. So Memele, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan here holds, if he'll have to pay, forget about it. It's bad enough he's becoming a shamish, but don't expect him to pay. But over there he can hold like Abishol, that if anything, there's any problems with the Nichse Yisayimim, he's mukhin to swear, he's mukhin to pay, no problem. It's worthwhile. This is an investment that he is considered a nemon by the Hamina. Now, the Gemara says, now let's go according to Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina says that what? Rabbi Yossi Bab Chanina says that the Apotropos pays. Oh, that sounds like Abishol. That sounds like Abishol. Because Abishol says that Apotropos swears. The Rabbi Yossi Bechnina Kabishol. But not like the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say, you don't swear. Abishol, Rabbi Yossi Bechnina says you pay. In fact, the Mashal Amir de Kekashe. What's the, Rabbi Yossi Bechnina also holds Mimni Veloyovdi. But he says you don't have to pay him right away. He can wait. He can give him a head check. But why did the Gemara see that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is like the Rabbonon? Rabbi Yossi is not like the Rabbonon. He could be like the Rabbonon also. To be mechuyev to swear that he won't do. To be mechuyev to pay that he won't do. Here he's just laying out the money, but he's going to get it back. So where did the Gemara see that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina is not like the Rabbonon? There he's not getting his way, he's not getting anything back. So the Marshal answers on this kasha, the Yerushalmi held according to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, you pay and you never get it back. That's what the Yerushalmi held. So Memele, then the Yerushalmi is Meiridik. So the Yerushalmi asks, that means Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, don't worry, there's no such thing of Mimni V'lo Yovdi, they'll pay, and there's nothing what to worry about. So then it's not like the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said that we better not give him a shvua because Mimni V'lo Yovdi. That's what the Mashal Chokh Meshloime says. So the Gemara says, no, afilo yizbe ke rabbonon, odom avriach atzmai min hashvuim, vein odom avriach atzmai min hatashlumim. So the Gemara said, you have to understand, the Chachomim are speaking about something else. Money is one thing. Give money to pay something, that a person won't hold himself back. He'll be an apotropos, he'll give money, that's no problem. To swear is a pachad noira. Shvu is, what if it's not exactly right? Shvu is nizdaz oilom, the Gemara says. We had a Gemara in Gittin. If they made a slight mistake with a shvu, rachmanon etzlon, what peronius can come about. A person doesn't want to swear. Money is, that doesn't bother him. But to swear, to say the shvu is bezen, that the person is not maskim. So he's also to be moided to the Chachamim. B'shvil ha-shvu yinimna shelo oilam tzorich lishova shelo ikev klum mishalahem. That means this is when he becomes an apotropos, he's getting into a matzav that he'll zicha have to swear. Because when they become gedolim, Besno will tell him he has to swear. He did, there's not a penny of the assignment by him. Now who knows what he did? I mean, so he's scared to swear. Period. So we see from the Yerushalmi Mamish, like the Rish said, V'nire. So now, let's just explain something. The Gemara said, according to the Chachomim, you have to pat him from a shvuah, because if he'll be after swear, you won't find an apotropos. And because an elch apotropos is scared to swear. So you have to pat him from a shvuah. So before Taisva said, you know what with shvuah will patent him? A shvuah that he'll have to swear b'cholayven. That means it's a shvuah every apotropos. When the business, we like to appoint your apotropos, and he asks him, what does this involve? Well, you might have to pay, but no problem. And, you know, after you give up the apotropos, you have to swear in Besdin that, there's not a penny of the assignment by you. No, forget about it. He won't do it. So that's a shvue, which he'll have to swear, he won't be mekabel apotropos. Now, Taisus klaus ha-shaila, what will be the din about the shvua of loy poshati? Taisus holds the mice of his pesheya, he's mechuyev to pay, and that'll do readily. But what about the shvua of loy poshati? Will he have to swear loy poshati? That means, from the Mishnah, we don't have a raya that's the Mishnah says he doesn't have to swear. So which shvua is the Mishnah speaking about? The shvua which he will always have to swear, or does it include also, if it was never, then are we not on a biro of loy posha, will he be mimna v'loy yikabel apotropos because of this possibility? Or because of this possibility, since it's not a avadois that he'll have to swear, it'll be mekabel apotropos. This is now the suffix in Taisvis. So Taisvis says, v'nire. This is already, it's not muchach, but I think that filu nevat dovor mishel yisaimim shalai yishova shalai posha. If it got lost, he's not mechuyev to swear that he wasn't peshe. Shim kain, it's lav davke avadoistik yishvua, which holds back a person from becoming apotropos. Also, if there's any possibility he'll have to swear, forget about it. That's v'nira. Shimkein yinim noim. Avo bozeh ein choshis. But paying? Im yesh eidem. If there's eidem that he was pesheya. Oy im yeideyu ba'atzmei sheposha leinim namaskika noise l'shalom. That is no problem whatsoever. A person will not hinder him in any way, not him in mekabel apotropsis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara, umamidim lehen apotropim letam ligvois migufoi tanoi. We were medayik from the Mishnah that we are not mamidim apotropis Ligvais migufoi. And let's just refresh our memories. Taisva said, and that's the easiest pshat in Kaponim, it's much easier than Rashi's Mahalach, that since we see that Chos Rachmone Anatam, so Chazal, even though there is the Hezekis, which might occur to the community by Atam, but We bend over for the mazikim and for the yisaimim, and we say, if it's mazik altstam, they don't have to pay. That's what our Mishnah holds. So the Gemara says, this shaila, if mamidom apotropin letam ligves megufay tanoi. So machloik is tanoi. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, shoyer shenis charshu ba'olov. A shoyer that the owners became a cheresh,
or b'shen nishtatu ba'olot, or they became a shaita, or b'shahochu ba'olot l'mdina sayom. Third case, that the Bailam went to Medina sayom. Yehuda ben Nekusa Oimer Sumches, he says b'shem Sumches, areihu b'tamusay. Exactly what this means, we'll see soon. Ad sheyeidu boy b'fnei ha'bailam. He's a tam, achidu b'fnei ha'bailam, v'chachomim oimim ma'amidim lam apetropin, u'me'idim ben b'fnei apetrop. Period. Now, the Baal, we don't know yet what the machlokes is between Yehuda ben Nekusa and the Chachamim. That will explain soon. I just like to mention, I saw in Koiva Yeshua, a Zaitek Yediyah. We're talking about over here that a shoyer that belonged to someone, now all of a sudden the Bailim became not capable of watching the shoyer. It says three cases, Nischarshu, Nishtatu, Holchum, Dinas Hayom. Fine. So the shayla is here, Mamed Apotropos, not my Apotropos. Okay, that's the shayla. So he says, there's a Machlekes HaPoiskim. We know a shaita is a lav bardas. A shaita means he's a shaita. There's a loose screw someplace. That's a shaita. A cheresh, theoretically, is a person who does not speak and does not hear. No, so, but we assume since when he was born, he was not capable of communicating with other people. So Memelis, he's also allowed by das, the communications that a person has with society, makes him a bardas. If he's unable to communicate, so he's in a world of his own, and he's a la bardas. But so there's a svore to say, a very choshev svore to say, but what if a person became a cheresh when he's 30 years old? So he's a bardas, everything. Now, Nebuch, he can't hear, he can't speak. But Mehichetes is a lav bardas. Now he has a problem in communication. But that should not affect his seichel. He already is. From here we see Nitazai. Here we see that a person shershen nischaresh ba'olov. This is one of the three cases that the Bailim are not capable of watching the shayl. So you see, Amor de Kizach, that even though he had communication till now, the Nischarish somehow makes him, but he's not a Bendas anymore. It's a Gemalde Kehore. But let's go further. So we have here a very vague machloikis. Sumchis holds harayu betamusoi, v'chomim say mamidim lam apetropis, midim ibnei apetropin. Fine. Let's go further. Nispakech hacheresh nishtape hashoite v'higdel akot. What is the din if the cheresh became back again, he became ois cheresh, the shoite became ois shoite, v'higdel akot, or there was a cotton, or a bow bailo midina sayom, a bow ba'am dina sayom. So now, there's a new shayla over here, of reshus mishane. Do I say, since before this matzev it belonged to the apotropos, now it belongs to the Bailim, so that's called Rishus Mishane, and it comes back a tam. So we have our machlokes. Yehuda ben Nekusa imasumches chozel etamusay. Yehuda ben Nekusa holds Rishus Mishane. Achi yidu boy b'fnei Bailim. That means he became, whatever was by the apotropsin, became a mu'ed, but now that he goes back to the Bailim HaRishonim, he starts from scratch. He's a tam. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Hareyu Becheskosi. No, he's the same like he was by the apotropsin. They don't hold this concept of Rishus Mishane. So Mamela, so whatever, if he became a mu'ed by the apotropsin, he remains a mu'ed.
Now the Gemara is going to start explaining what is this machloikis between Sumchis and the Chachamim. Omri, we said, Mayi Reu Betamusa. What does that mean, Reu Betamusa? The Kama Sumchis. Ilaymed, the Laymi Yayit Klal, if we will say, he always remains a Mu'ed. He always remains a Tam. He never can become a Mu'ed. Mitoni Sefer Chosel Tamusai, since the Sefer says Chosel Tamusai, Michlal, the Yayit, If Sumche says when Nishtapa Hashaita, it becomes back a tam. Somebody says he was a mood from, he was a mood already, according to Sumches. So Mide Koma Harei Hu Betam Harei Bechas My Harei Betamus is coming Sumches. Some of them Yad Klal Mitoni Say Bechosel Tamus Mechlal the Yayit. Alamay areyu betamusoi, areyu betmi musoi. Betamusoi means you will never take him away from the yisayimim. The loy mechasrinulay, you never take him away. Alme, so what does that mean? Ein mamidin apotropis latam ligveis migufi. That's what Sumchis holds. Like the town of our Mishnah, we will not be meman and apetropis, ligvoi stam migufoi, harei bitmi musoi. The share is left by the yisayimim. The weight becomes the mood, and we'll take away the karkois from the yisayim, but the share is left by the yisayim. Vechachomim oimrim, amidim lem apetropis, amidim lem bifnei apetropis. And the chachomim say that no, we'll mamid and apetropis, and we'll be goyve the tam. We'll be goyve the tam migufoi from the yisayimim. The apotropis, the sumche said, you're not goy, harebit mimus, they will never take the share away from the yisayimim. There's no din migufoi. Hamayim amidlam apotropis, amidlam bifnei apotropis. Alma amidlam apotropis, letam ligvais migufoi. So we see this what we had in our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, that Ein Mamidim Apotropos Ligvoi Stam Migufoi, that is a Machloikis, Sumchis and the Chachomim. Sumchis Taka holds like this, Harei B'Tmi Musoi. But the Chachomim are Chaylik. Now the Gemara says, V'seife b'maika miflagi. What is the machloikis in the seife? That Sumchis holds, he becomes back atam. Rabbi Yossi says, Rebbe Cheskosai. Machloikis Sumchis and Rabbi Yossi is, if you say Rishush L'Mishana, V'seife b'maika miflagi, Rishush Mishane ike binayu. Sumchis sova rishus mishane. Rabbi Yossi sova rishus eine mishane. Now, let us see Rashi. Chozal etamusai lekama forish mai koma. What does that mean? Chozal etamusai. Mai areyu betamusai de koma al sumchis bereishe. Leimed loy miyayid bishoshn gichu shoshal maliyit kshehu ad. Meditoni saving this bakach achash chozal etamusai. The kosova rishus mishane. He goes back to be atam. Metlade mikori yaylei. Reibit mimusai. Legevinen. Negiches tamus mine. We're not goive the negiches of tamus. And mamid napatropes. The tam ligweis migufai. Fine. But that's in the chomom hold not like that. Rishus mishane. Rishus. Shenishtanelo, he went to a new rishus. Sheyotzo midei apetropes nichus rishus bailem mishane es hadaosai. This is a machlokes. A machlokes between sumchas and the chachamim al kaponim if mamid na apetropes ligvois tam migufa. Zok the Gemara weiter.
Tono Rabono. Shoyer cheresh shoyte vekotn shenogach. Here it means a shoyer shel cheresh shoyte vekotn shenogach. Reb Yaakov mishalem chatzinezek. So Reb Yaakov pays chatzinezek. And this is a very modern lotion. A shoyer v'nacheresh shoyte vekotn shenogach is Reb Yaakov pays chatzinezek. What's Rabbi Yaakov doing here? Asher shel cheresh was mazik. Rabbi Yaakov pays chatzi nezek. Elaim Rabbi Yaakov oimer mishalem chatzi nezek. No, Rabbi Yaakov said you pay chatzi nezek. Now Gavuch Haison the Oitzer, it brings down that from the Shloah Kodesh, they're not making a grais. There's Rabbi Yaakov Mishalem Chatzinezek was said. What's the lotion of the Ritza? Yesh Beloshen Rabbi Yaakov Mishalem Soy Nistal. This was not a mistake. The Braisa was written Rabbi Yaakov Mishalem Chatzinezek. It's a Soy Nistal. It means from Shloah also like that, the Shloah Kodesh. But the Tana wrote it this way, so the Yodei Said can understand what he wants to tell us. But in Alpi Pshat, Rabbi Yaakov Mishalem Chatzinezek means Rabbi Yaakov Oimer Mishalem Chatzinezek, Yepei Chatzinezek. That's what it means. So the Gemara asks, B'may Askina, Yepei Chatzinezek. We'll see from Tosfos that the Loshen Yepei Chatzi Nezek means Yepei Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalem. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. Frek the Gemara, B'may Askina, what are we speaking about? Ibetam, if we are speaking about a tam, Pshite, the kul alma nami chatzin nezek kudem mishalom. He's saying you only pay chatzin nezek by a tam. The fashteisach you pay chatzin nezek. Ve'ibe muad. If it's speaking about that it was a muad, he dog delay shmire. If he made a shmire, klal loy boy the shumish. Don't have to pay anything. Ve'ide loy of delay shmire kulin nezek boy shlumi. So the lashon of Rabbi Yaakov is very shver. What does Rabbi Yaakov tell us? You pay chatzi nezek and not nezek shalom. By a tam, everyone pays chatzi nezek. By a muet, either you pay nothing if there's a shmira, or you pay nezek shalom. Amar Rav la'olam b'muet. It's speaking about a muet. V'hochem ma'yaskinen. The of the shmira pechuse. That the apotropos made a not such a choshev shmire, did not make a choshev shmire. Is a shmire pechuse and a shmire meula. Just let's, for translating, a shmire pechuse means a delus that's aimed beruach metzuyu, which is not too strong of a delus. And a normal wind will not blow it down. If you have something more than a normal wind, the door will not stand by more than a normal wind. So this is called a shmira pruse. And a shmira mula means a door that will stand by strong winds also. Now, Zok the Gemara, it's speaking about, now we're going to say a whole bunch of vinyonim over here to figure out the barais. Amar Rav Loilam b'mui. V'hoche ma'yiskinin da ovdi shmire p'chuse. He made a shmire p'chuse. V'loi ovdi lei shmire me'ula. He did not make a shmire me'ula. Fine. The Rabbi Yaakov sovel lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said a very interesting halacha. Number one, the Omar Tatamos bim Kaimoy Medes, that a Muid is a Tam plus, but the Dine Tamos always remain on a Muid, number one. Number two, Visavolo Kerabi Yehude, the Omar Muid Sagile Bishmire Prusa,
A Moira de Kezach, there's a difference between a Tam and a Mu'ed. When Punk forkert the way we would think. A Mu'ed, all you have to do is make a Shmira Prusa, and a Tam you have to make a Shmira Mu'ula. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He learns this from Sukkim. Number two. V'sovalo, and Rabbi Yaakov holds, Kerabonon da Omri Mamidin Apetropes Letam Ligvois Migufoi. So let us just explain Oisevenik what the Gemara just said now. So we have over here an apetropis that made a Shmira Prusa, and we're speaking about a Mu'ed. Now a Mu'ed, so and Rabbi Yaakov holds Rabbi Yehuda that a Shmira Prusa helps by a Mu'ed and does not help by a Tam. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yaakov holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Satamus bin Koimoy Mede. So every Shoyel, Hamu'ed, so on the Tzad Hador, on the Tzad of Mu'ed, the Shmira Prus will be enough. He doesn't have to pay. If he made a Shmira Prus, it's sufficient. On the Tzad Tamus, he'll have to pay. Because, the Tam needs a Shmira Mu'ula. Number two. And number three, Rabbi Yaakov holds, Mamidin apetropis latam ligvois migufoi. So memeilem. So that is what he's saying. He's saying mishalem chatzi nezik, not nezik shalem, because I hold a kav Yehuda Mu'ed does not need a shmira mula. So therefore, you only have to pay chatzi nezik for the tzad tamus. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. He says Rabbi Yaakov holds these three shittas that tzatamas bim koyma medes. A tam needs a shmira mula and a mu'ed needs a shmira prusa and mamid na petropas l'tam ligvoy smigufoy. So memele. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov said you'll pay by a mu'ed. You'll pay for the tzatamus. You'll pay for the tzatamus chatzinez. You don't have to pay, but for the Tzad Hador, you don't have to pay because the Shmira Prusa is sufficient. Zot Rashi. B'may eskine ditzach el misni chatzi nezek loitona Rabbi Yaakov mechay. He dover lo shmira mu'ule v'nifrit so balay lo shabatsu listim. He made a good shmira b'shemochi potalei minezek sholem. Klal lo yibar shlum doesn't have to pay anything. V'idlo yovi lo shmira mu'ule kuli nezek boi lo shlumi. So the Gemara says, Shmira Pachusa, Nor Bofaner Koroi, Vemrina Lekamon, What's the Taitch Koroi, Dau Shechelamit Buch Metsuye, Ze Koroi, Vahainu Shmira Pachusa. Why is it called Pachusa? It's the Ruch Shene Metsuye, Ruch Shene Metsuye, I'll throw it down. Vitzel Hashmini, the Mishtalam Chatzi Nesik, Blei Kulei. Lafuki Mahani Tanoi, De Pligi Bishilei Pirkim. The Ikalaman, the Yoma, the potter. There's a mandi yoma that says, if you make a shmir b'chusa by a mood, you potter. V'ike de machayv le nezik shom, others say a mood, you need a shmir amula. V'ashmin in hochet, Rabbi Yaakov sabolo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Doma b'shili pilkin mood, sagale b'shmir b'chusa. Ashmir b'chusa is enough for a mood. The miyatri v'ekroi, umifta mi nezik shom, that's the only pechatzi nezik, and not nezik sholom. Ashmira Prusa sufficient, Mir Bachati Nezik, Mechayev. Kedomrina le Kamele, Pot Rabbi Yehuda Allah, Tzad Hadoshe Boy, Avot Tzad Tamus, Mimkai Mehmedes. Vetam le Sagi le Bishmira Prusa, le Miyatri Beikroi. Vaaf al Gav, Bahach Tzad Tamis, Migufe Mishtalim. Isle Rabbi Yehuda, Mamidim Apetropos, Letam Ligvis Migufoi. Rabbonon, the Pligilei, the Simchis Lael, and that is Pshat in Rabbi Yaakov.
That we had mentioned, B'Shem Akeva Yeshua, that from the Baraisa, it is Muchach, that Apikeach v'Nischarish is a din of Apikeach. Zalman Gordon was Ma'ira from the Namuki Yosef on our Mishneh. The first Namuk Yosef of the Mishnah says as follows, Becheresh she'enei shemei v'enei medabar askinom, v'avecheresh me'ikoroi. He was born a cheresh. Avol pikeyach v'nischarish, bardasu v'chayev v'chol dinim shebetoirem. Avol cheresh me'ikoroi v'sheit v'koton, Lav b'nei deyaninu. So we have to know how did the Mekiyosef learn Pshat and the Baraisim.